Father, we come right now. I come as humbly as I know how, Father. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that you stand up and I sit down, that you increase and I decrease, God. We thank you that you're going to do abundantly and above what I could even think I ask, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Good morning. I do give honor to the Spirit of Christ, to Pastor Baggett in his absence, and it's good to see Lady Baggett. And praise God for my husband and my daughter and my grandson. My spirit is bubbling. If y'all could see it, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. My thought for today is on our way to a place called fellowship. And when a young man stood up back there, I didn't know that fellowship has just been in my spirit. And if nobody else gets it, it's for him. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Amen. What a fellowship. What a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arm of God. And if we're doing that, this is a time that we should be seeing what you're saying. We should be seeing manifestations of what you're saying. But you cannot have what you will not say. Amen. And you just cannot say it, but it has to be in your spirit. In Genesis 2 and 18, God said that it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him and help me for him. Verse 25 reads, they were both naked and not ashamed. Fellowship started way back in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve, but they broke their fellowship with him because of sin. And this happened in chapter 3, verses 6 and 7. Now the thought of two humans covered with fig leaves, trying to hide from an all-seeing and all-knowing God, is humorous. How can they be so silly to think that they could hide? We shouldn't think bad of them, because we'll do the same thing today. We'll break fellowship with him. Amen. Saying that we're going to do something, knowing when we go to do something that's not right, that's not according to the word of God, you know, we done broke fellowship with him. He didn't move. We did. Amen. We should be honest with the all-seeing and all-knowing God. It will strengthen our fellowship and our relationship while we're on our way to a place called fellowship. Everything we need has already been prepared because of the cross. God is moving us from attitude to action to altitude. We determine how high we go in the Lord. Amen. By reading the word, coming to Bible study, and attending Sunday school and coming to church. So today's message is about faith, love, and fellowship. And to know that the day is approaching. Amen. He is coming back. And that we are in fellowship. We are in one accord in one place. That's where we are now. This is fellowship. Amen. And even when we meet at Walmart, down at the General Dollar, or wherever we meet, it's fellowship. Amen. We should be in one accord treating our neighbor as we would treat ourselves. Our countenance would tell if our spirit is right. If you have a bad spirit, you're going to treat others bad. The word tells us to consider one another. In other words, be thoughtful to others. Amen. We cannot say we love the Lord and treat people bad. We need to read 1 John 4:20. If a man say, I love God, and hated his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? If we do not love like the word tells us, we are liars. But when hate is gone, love can move in. If we don't love like the word tells us, we're deceiving ourselves and not in position to receive the blessing of the Lord while we're on our way to a place called fellowship. And sometimes you'll see people and you can say, well, how you doing? I'm blessed. I don't think they really understand what they're saying, but their countenance is not telling me that they blessed. Amen. All I can see is worration, frustration, and hatred. You know, amen. Amen. That's what's there. In verse 22 of chapter 10, it tells us to draw near with a true heart and full assurance. It didn't say half assurance. Full assurance of the faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our body washed with pure water. So that lets me know it's talking about the heart. And we talked about that in Sunday school this morning. It says that the heart is deceitful and only God knows it. Amen. So we can't look at somebody and tell how their heart is, but we sure can tell by their actions. Amen. Amen. Jesus took 12 different men with 12 different personalities and taught them the word of God. To fellowship with one another. Let me make sure I didn't skip one. And to have fellowship with one another. And that doesn't mean that you have to be at each other's house every day. In fellowship, we have couples and singles. We have men and women who attend church by themselves. So we have to know how to treat them in their respective places. Because if you're married, you just cannot hang out with the singles all the time. And you singles cannot always be at the couple's house. And we women who are older should teach the young women, as the word of God says, to teach them to be sober, to love their husbands, and to love their children, and to nurture them in love and speak truth one to another. Now, that's true fellowship. True fellowship means that you would tell me when I'm wrong and do it in love. I think that people of the world and non-believers have better fellowship than believers because they don't judge one another when they come together. They don't see each other's sin, but their need. Amen. Whatever you need is released in fellowship. And back in 1998, I believe it was, I got laid off. So I was off about a year and a half. So anyway, Brittany was in daycare and me, I was home and I cleaned and I cooked and had everything ready. But every day that I picked Brittany up, I would go to my mom's house. I thought that was fine until my friend, Miss Millie, told me it's not fine. Ooh, she hurt me. But anyway, I was home one day. I never will forget it. And David came home. He said, "Is everything okay?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "You home?" And I was like, "Yeah." And all I could do was see Miss Millie's face. That he noticed I was home because I never was when he got home. So that she taught me something. So young women, y'all listen to what I'm telling you because she helped me that I wasn't gone every day that my husband came home from work. Amen. So y'all take heed to that. At first, it didn't sit quite right with me because I thought I had did everything right. Had food cooked, clothes clean, house clean. I was at my mama's house. Amen. I didn't think nothing was wrong with it. But y'all listen because it helped me. Amen. Praise God. God is calling us to examine how we look at fellowship because he's going to judge us by how we get along with others. We're going to be held accountable for our actions, good or bad. God is not looking for good intentions. James 4:7 tells us, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen. So that lets us know right there, well, we got to do something. The devil doing what he's supposed to do, so we got to do something too. It told us to resist. In this season, God is not winking at ignorance. Now he commands all men everywhere to repent. Amen. Now there are things that we're going to do that he's not going to overlook in this season. Amen. So the things that he looked at in the past, not so, not in this season. The word tells us he ain't winking at it anymore. This is a great time to be passing through the valley of the shadow of death on our way to a place called fellowship. And it didn't say that you were going to stop. You were going to set up a tent. It said you on your way. You walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Amen. We need to ask the Lord to reduce us to love because there has to be a shift in our spirit to love like he does. We can't do it on our own. Amen. It's from God. God is love. That's what he said. He loved us first. So he is love. And we cannot do it without him. We need to hold fast to our profession of faith. And the only way that will happen is if we change the way we think. Our mind has to be renewed. It's time to mature. And maturity is how you respond to God and to man. Amen. No matter what anyone else is thinking, you be persuaded in your own mind, because sometimes you will have to stand by yourself. But hold fast to your profession, no matter what. My friend was talking to me about her daughter and something going on, and teenagers trying to pressure her into do it. She made a choice to go and do something for the Lord, but then a friend talked about it so bad, she switched up and went on and did what they wanted her to do. I said, well, she's not committed. Amen. She's not, and she wasn't persuaded in her own mind. Amen. On our way to a place called fellowship. On your way to a place called fellowship, CIAs will show up. That's your character, integrity, and accountability. Character is going to tell you who you are. Integrity will tell you to take a stand for righteousness when no one else is there but you. You will stand, and will you stand and do the right thing? Accountability is being responsible. Can we do these things on our way to a place called fellowship? We had a Sunday school lesson on treat everyone equally. It made a statement that the body of Christ should always genuinely embrace those not like us in order to show them God's love. But to me, we can't even do that among ourselves. Amen. I think when we can fix that and we can do that to believers, then we'll be able to do that to the unbelievers. Amen. Like I said earlier, the world, they get along better than we do. It's more fighting and bickering going on up in here than outside the church, you know. And, you know, that's got to change, but it's got to be a change up here. And it's got to be a change in here, in our heart. Amen. So all we need to do is be real with God, and then we can be real with them. Amen. Amen. In verse 25, it said for us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. We will love the way the word has instructed us to do. And just like, I just can't shake this young man here. We need that fellowship in order to do, you know, to go out, you know, and to witness to other peoples. We can't do it all by ourselves. Some people might say they don't want that, but I want somebody to fellowship with. I do. I like fellowship. And that's what it's going to take. See, and I pray that you've been encouraged. And y'all going to be so excited because I am finished. Praise God. Y'all going to, amen. That's what I had to say. That's what he told me. And I am done while we are on our way to a place called fellowship. But I pray that you was encouraged today. Amen. And I pray God bless y'all. Amen. Word of God.
Ask you to take it to heart. Now we're going to transition as we usually do. Okay. We're going to ask that each of us now start to prepare ourselves for invitation to discipleship. We're going to ask you to stand, and if there is anyone here that may not have a church home, if there is anyone here that may not know Christ for themselves, if there's anyone here that's out of the ark of safety, we're going to ask that you come. I ask that you come forward and give your heart to God. And again, if it's not the church that you desire to join, we ask that you just come and we will send a letter to wherever you would like for it to go. But we do want you to come and become a member of the body of Christ to worship and praise Him. If there's anyone, we're asking you to come. Is there anyone? God bless you. Thank you. We're going to ask now, we start preparing ourselves for our communion. And we know that this is one of the ordinances that was left. There was two ordinances left here, and that was baptism and the communion. And as a pastor so often tells us, that taking this communion by itself will not save you. But you have to be committed, as Sister Wheeler said earlier. And that's what a lot of us people don't want to do, is commit themselves. They're afraid of that word for some reason. But we need to commit to Jesus Christ, and he will take care of all of your cares. But we're going to ask you to just prepare yourselves in your heart. And if you have an ought with anybody before you take it, and you want us to hold the communion until you get back, go and talk to that individual to ask forgiveness. I'll do that too. But we want you to just get it right with God. So we ask you to prepare ourselves. We're going to bow for a word of prayer. Most gracious Father, we come again, Lord, to say thank you for another day. We thank you for the word that was brought forth. Heavenly Father, now there was some mighty words, and we thank you for that. Heavenly Father, we heard it. Now help us to apply it to our lives. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We love you, and we want to do everything that we can do to please you. Heavenly Father, now we ask blessings upon this communion, this ordinance that you left for us. Heavenly Father, we ask it in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.